재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 11월 8일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을지. Today is Sunday, November 8th, 2020. Time to figure out what happened on this day in history. 제목이 이렇습니다. 음식점들 원조 경쟁. 1992년에 나온 기사인데요. Restaurants are competing to be the original, the OG. Let's break it down. 음식점 is basically restaurants, eateries. 원조 is the original, OG. 경쟁 is war, or it could be a battle or a competition. And I think this could be worldwide, doesn't have to be in Korea, but it's always a competition to be the original. It's always fierce among restaurants because you get that trend, you get that social media hype, and people are wanting to get your kroffel. 요즘 굉장히 유행을 타고 있잖아요. And people are wondering, 원조는 어디 있나? What is the original? Who is the original that came up with this beautiful idea? And that continues to be kind of the battle, the game, the war between restaurateurs as well, if you're in a specialty part of the market. Now, in the famous food streets, the 먹자거리 in Seoul City, such as 떡볶이 alley in Shindangdong or 족발 alley in Changchungdong, 떡집 alley in Nagwon-dong, there's so many. But the restaurants who started to attract customers, you know, they call themselves as originals. But did they or were they the ones who originated the recipe, the dish and things like that? Not only do the restaurants with real originality use the name of Wonjo, but everyone in that alley claims that they are, in fact, the Wonjo. Now, they use Wonjo or even Shijo and other words in the name, so they make every store in the alley indistinguishable. It's like going to a coffee shop and they say the world's best, the original, the best you ever had. But you also find that 100 cafes have the same claim, the same title. So as a result, there was these original restaurants that have been finding a way legally to get their name, to get the right to use their name, to register the word original in it. So in the case of Shindangdong Tteokbokki Alley, there was an old lady that started to sell tteokbokki with corn and roasted chestnuts at street stalls along the now overgrown riverside from the year of liberation of Korea, which was 50 years later since the opening of the stall. Now, as the old lady's tteokbokki became popular, then, of course, other people, one by one, decided to form their restaurants in that alley in the early 80s and shops with similar names and probably similar recipes that would open. And there are other pig feet shops, the 족발집s, that emphasize their originality by attaching the subtitle 원조. But, you know, other 족발집, other pig feet shops would open more than a decade ago and claim to be original as well. So the grandmother who inherited the store said that since there are so many original stores, customers just have to pick and choose. And so, actually, customers have decreased recently because only older regulars remember the real original store as the Wonjo. But the younger generation, who knows? I guess you'll just have to look it up and just get lucky. Do you often search for original restaurants? We want to know. 여러분은 진짜 원조를 찾아 드시는 편인가요? 아니면 대충 그냥 맛있으면 먹는 거죠, 뭐. We want to know. We'll be back with more stories to tell. Here is You Too, Original of the Species. Headline Korean. time to stay current with the articles of today. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues here in Korea as we talk about railway station signs. 오늘의 기사 내용은 철도 역사 안내 표지판에 대한 내용인데요. 오늘의 기사는 이렇습니다. 철도 역사 안내 표지판 알기 쉽게 바꾼다. 안전성도 높여. Changing the railway station signs for better understanding as it also increases safety. So let's break it down. 철도 역사. 철도 역사 means railway station. 안내 표지판 are signs, or more specifically, directional signs. 알다 is to know. 쉽다, easy. 바꾸다 means to change, and 안전성 is safety. And of course, it is claiming that it can increase the safety, 높여준다는 그런 의미도 있죠. So the National Railroad Corporation announced that it has newly prepared standard guidelines for the design of directional signs to enhance convenience and safety for railway users. Now, this is interesting because I think certain signs, when you are driving on the road, are international and they're easy to understand. It's just easy graphics. However, if you're taking the train, if you're taking other forms of public transportation, you may not understand very well what the sign is talking about. And until now, railroad station signs had actually different sizes, a variety of sizes, specifications, and even colors of destinations, such as the boarding zone, the 탑승구, or emergency, 비상구, the entrance, 출입구, by the station, which would cause an inconvenience in understanding in a very short amount of time, because if you've taken the train before, they are very precise, they are very exact, they will leave at 6:32 p.m. if it says 6:32 p.m., not a minute, not even a second earlier or later, which of course you would understand why it would cause this kind of dilemma and issue. Now, the Korean Rail Authority expects the guidelines to help people move to destinations more easily, conveniently, and most of all, safely by installing the standardized information signs. The Railroad Corporation conducted an eye-tracking test for customers using the Seoul and Osung Station with a new design and found that the arrival time of destination was reduced by 67 seconds on average, and the problem of congestion was also greatly improved. Now, especially if you are traveling around these high-traffic areas, Seoul Station, Yongsan Station, Daejeon, and Busan, especially around the KTX area, there are so many different platforms. You don't know which way to go. The signs are confusing, so that will create more chaos, and people will get confused, and you're bumping into each other. And, you know, the customer service can't control, you know, hundreds of thousands of customers coming in to complain. So the chairman of the Korea Railroad said he expects that the public will be able to use the train more conveniently and safely through the preparation of standard guidelines for the design of the guide signs. Well, that's great news for people. Public transportation, even through the train, just became a lot easier. We want to know if you guys have had any inconvenience using the trains or even the subways before, whether it's here in Korea or in your home country. In LA, I took the train once and decided I'm never going to take it ever again. Not the most pleasant or the cleanest ride. 여러분은 기차나 지하철 이용하면서 불편한 점이 있으신가요? 아니면 너무 편하셨나요? We want to know all about your experiences on the train. We'll leave you guys with a song, The Script, Exit Wounds.